Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to give out this parlay real quick because these games are going to start in like 2 minutes. And so we were talking in the 2 o'clock hour at the beginning of the show about betting a parlay on spring training baseball. So I think all these games start at 3:05. I did a four-team spring training parlay all to win. The Diamondbacks, the Royals, the Giants, the White Sox. And you have like a minute and a half, I think, to get those bets. I'm not suggesting that you put these in, by the way. But I will tell you that Whittingham and Appel are both tailing me on this parlay. A couple super followers have signaled their openness to this parlay. And someone on Instagram had DM'd me, hey, are you going to do that parlay you talked about in the 2 o'clock hour? So I sent them back the screenshot. So the parlay begins in mere minutes, maybe a minute. I see Solan on his phone.
I'm in, baby.
Yeah, I see Crowder looking down too.
Run that back, Hawk. What are we betting?
Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, White Sox.
Okay.
I have it at +650 is the odds. Do I get any of these games? Like, do you think any of these spring training games are somewhere on?
Nope, I'll look later.
Somewhere on TV. Oh, there's a Premier League game on USA right now. Oh. Is that live?
Is there? Yeah, it probably is the Monday night game. Yeah, West Ham and Brentford.
West Ham and Brentford. Yeah. Should we bet that? Because we can actually watch it.
Yeah, but my guess is West Ham is going to be a massive favorite.
Oh, it's already underway. Mm. And they're up 1-0.
West Ham? Yeah.
Yep.
Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, White Sox.
Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, White Sox.
And Bam has to score over 25, and my kids can eat tomorrow.
Yeah, fair enough. That he does. Let's go this day.
It's 3:05.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Jimmy Butler, I will go to war for you, brother.
Look at that. Jimmy, squad up for Jimmy. Jimmy and Jimmy. It's an unlikely duo. but they can do it.
We don't want to fight. The Heat don't want to fight.
I disagree.
I
think that he got a little scrap in them. I'm not like it. Hawk, it I think
we don't
so
have the
right.
firepower.
Like, they may not have the firepower, but they've got some scrap in them. Doesn't mean they don't want to fight.
It's like Jimmy saying that. Like, you think Jimmy Butler cares if Jimmy jumps in the fight? Like, we have a bunch of Jimmys in the fight.
I think he does care.
I think he does. I think he's very
We have no firepower.
Bro, watch after the scuffle. Watch after the scuffle. The game, the actual game, and tell me that team doesn't want to go to battle. You tell me.
I watched the game. I watched the game because, you know, I want to hate on Zion, and Zion is just overweight. But we don't have dogs no more. We don't have dogs.
Man,
you brought up Nico.
So wrong.
Nico is our enforcer.
Jimmy Butler himself.
Jimmy was doing the hold me back, bro.
No, Jimmy's a bad man. Jimmy wasn't going to get in trouble. He wasn't doing hold me back. He was showing a governor there so that he didn't get in trouble. Jimmy's a bad man.
Jimmy is. I would not want to fight Jimmy, but we don't go that deep. Like Bam, I know Bam is a part of the culture. Bam doesn't want no smoke either.
No, but Bam Adebayo.
I watched the fight.
It was the same discussion we had after
West
the
Ham's
Celtics.
Up 2-0 now, by the way. Yeah. 7 minutes into the game.
Yeah, their odds are probably -10,000 to win that game. Crowder,
can I turn it off? Like, is there any point in me watching this?
No, there's not. Crowder, it's the exact same argument that Heat fans, a lot of Heat fans were making against Bam Adebayo when they had that altercation with Jaylen Brown and Duncan Robinson, where people were upset that Bam Adebayo didn't step to Jaylen Brown and then after the game kind of like high-fived him when the rest of the Heat locker Heat team went back to the locker room after the game. And it's like, okay, what do you want Bam Adebayo to do? Go swing on somebody? Like, he's your most important player. And then he's ejected for the game and suspended multiple games. You can't afford that right now if you're the Miami Heat for Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo to be suspended multiple games. You're the 7 or the 8 seed, and you got to win games. There's only 26 games left in the season. But what you want to see.
Triple J will knock down anyone, too.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand the logistics behind it. But people that want to slap somebody don't think about that. They just go slap somebody.
Nobody in the NBA actually wants to slap anybody.
I know, and there's a lot of soft NBA players, but we're not. We're with the losing of Udonis Haslem. People are not physically scared of the Heat anymore. Folks, I saw it the other night.